Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and joining me on the line is Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, tell us about last night's meeting. Was it a long one?
Yes. but I think we're caught up from taking that little hiatus over the summer, so we should be moving more freely the next meeting. But we started with the Chabad Lubavitch on Mason Street last night, where they were looking to put more to have their childcare and preschool at that facility, and that was approved. So this is the second time we heard that, so that was good. They were to sort out their fire marshal issues, so they moved forward. And then we were at 100 West Putnam Avenue, and that was for one of the office uses within that office building wanted to have a private patio area. And so this is the second time the commissioner had reviewed this, because this is a beautiful, as you know, green area. And if you start enclosing it with these patios, that was a concern. This has been back and forth to ARC, but that was moved forward last night. So that was good. Then we had Louie's Restaurant on River Road Extension. They had approval for their outdoor seats, but they had erected a tent, thinking that they were still under the executive order rules, which had allowed the tents. But no, this year we were using the House bills, so they weren't allowed the tents, so they did have to come in. As you know, we've had this big outdoor dining study, and part of the reason why we want to do the study and look at our regulations is there's been so much back and forth with COVID about what rules apply, so it's getting very confusing for everybody. But anyway, long story short, the tent was approved last night, and they can have it through the end of this outdoor dining season. Then there was a lot confirmation application at Zero Comley Avenue that was very short and approved and moved forward. Then there was a request for an outdoor rooftop terrace to serve as an amenity for the residential tenants of the building at 239 Greenwich Avenue. That's where the jewelry store is now. And that was continued. The applicant wanted to show new plans, as happened to the HDC, and the commission said, you know, what plan, you know, there's confusion over plans and updates and whatever. So the commission said to sort all that out and then come back to us at a next meeting. And then we had 18 Armstrong Lane. This is kind of a three-part application. The first was for the subdivision, and then the second two were for the coastal site plans. And this, all three of them were left open. This is something that the commission had actually approved once before in 2018. There was a lawsuit that had been filed. Anyway, these three applications are supposed to remedy all of that, is the idea, at least of the applicant. So they were continued. It's because the opposition had submitted some issues about the drainage and their own engineering report on that. So and a couple of other issues like that. So the commission left that open so they could get some additional information there. And then there was the Convent of the Sacred Heart and the White Plains Rugby Football Club. And they, the club had asked whether they could put temporary lights, temporary meaning that they are the type that you see on the side of the highway that you can wheel on and off. And literally that's what they're proposing to do, is for the next 2 to 3 years. They would use these lights on the field every couple of days out of the fall season. So that was approved. The commission did express some concern, and we had talked a little bit about, you know, the lack of playing fields just as a townwide issue, and that as long as these are not-for-profit uses, because don't forget this is a residential zone, so you can't have a commercial enterprise, but if it's not-for-profit, that's one thing. The reason that we brought it to the commission in the first place was due to the lights. Otherwise, you usually don't get too involved in the use of the fields by nonprofits in these nonprofit institutional uses. So that was approved. And then we had the Girls and Boys Club. They're looking to do additions and alterations to the main clubhouse. That was left open, but they were given the green light to proceed to the ARC. And then we had Whitby School. They have are looking to acquire a neighboring property at 5 Mary Lane, and they asked that they could merge that into their main campus. And they do plan to use it for residential purposes, perhaps a faculty member. So that was approved, and that property is now considered school use. We did not hear Eagle Hill. So that left us with 31 Vista Drive. This actually took some time because there's some concern about a location of one of the drive. Well, the driveway exists, but it's not a particularly easy to get in and out of driveway due to the narrowness of the road. And the neighbors has expressed some concern about that, as has the association. And so that was left open. Smith Road was a coastal site plan. They're looking to make some improvements there. That was approved. Second time we'd heard that. That had been left open for sewer, and that was resolved. So then that left us with two discussion items. These are the pre-applications. The first one was for moderate income housing housing application, which would be a mixed-use building. This is at Railroad Avenue and Woodlands, across from the old Pet Pantry. It's the pole yard there, and interestingly, it would potentially be the new Pet Pantry, which would be wonderful for the town. So the commission, this is a slightly complicated zoning issues with old P zones, which used to be the old parking zone, which now been removed. So there were some technical issues that had to be resolved there. So the commission gave some advice to them on how to come back and have a successful application. And then there was 270 Lake Avenue, an address you've heard me talk about quite a bit, because it's been the subject of many applications by the Chabad looking to put their operations over there. But now Brunswick School is looking to acquire the property. What they would do is ask to remove the restrictions of the campus use of first grade to eighth grade, eliminate that in favor of a nursery school, an early childhood center, and faculty housing. And this is basically in the existing structures that are there. The commission and said, you know, the application was well received by the commission. Brunswick had done a lot of due diligence in speaking to the neighbors. There's, as you know, a lot of concern about the traffic and being able to get in and out of the property. So all in all, I think they were given the green light to proceed, and that it would be likely, subject to, of course, successful traffic reports and that kind of thing. It would be a positive thing for the town. And then lastly, we had the decisions on the managed residential overlay zone at Zero Old Track Road. That's the Ramamba application for a facility of assisted living apartments and memory care units, and that was approved. And that rounded out the evening.
All right. Okay. Now, am I correct here? Do you have another meeting tomorrow night?
Yes, we do. Thank you for
good gracious
for bringing that up. Yeah, so we had the RTM meeting on Monday where the opt-out was approved by the RTM, and then obviously last night. And we'll round out the week with a meeting on Thursday. This is to discuss the open space plan. The open space plan had been on the call for the RTM for Monday, and it was, to be honest, I'm not sure if it was in the end postponed or withdrawn, but either way, it was not heard by the RTM. And they will be, and mostly because they haven't been before planning and zoning yet. So Pat Sesto was able to get some comments from the committees, and she'll be pursuing that with more rigor in the next couple of weeks and going before the Land Use Committee, certainly, and others. But she'll be with Planning and Zoning on Thursday, so we look forward to discussing the plan.
Okay, and can you talk about the outdoor dining survey?
Yeah, so we had As I mentioned before, when we were talking about Louis, it's been very difficult for everybody, actually, staff and the restaurant community, to follow what the heck is going on, what rules we're following, and it's always kind of last minute because the state waits until the last minute to output what they're doing. And the reason that we're waiting for the state at all is, of course, as you know, going through this COVID, a lot of rules were suspended, and that was very, very good and helpful to get people to still to be outside and all of that. But in the end, so as you know, we did these nodes so that we could promote the use of outdoor dining and also let areas outside of Greenwich Avenue go into parking lots and other areas that we certainly wouldn't have allowed under regular zoning, because that parking is supposed to be for cars, not for dining. And now as we're coming out of the pandemic, and Biden, I think, had mentioned the other day that, you know, pandemic's officially over, that begs the question as to what we're doing with the outdoor dining. So we had done, started to study it. And actually the first thing that we had mentioned to the commission is just rampant violations. Some people haven't even come in to get their approvals. Some people, a lot of people have an excessive number of seats that far exceed what they were approved for. So it's frankly just a bit chaotic. And so on the one hand, we were studying how to proceed and making sure that whatever we do is done through zoning. That's the key thing. And that it's clear and concise, and that's what we're going to do moving forward. I'll just remind you that the nodes themselves, those barricades, are actually not up to the planning and zoning. That's up to the Board of Selectmen. So the only thing the Planning and Zoning Commission is interested in is how to regulate the number of seats and also where they can go. So even though the selectman might create the node, whether or not the dining can go in the node is up to the commission.
All right.
Anyway, so...
Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we had done a survey, and people have, you know, generally the end result is people like the outdoor dining and are not so bothered by the loss of parking that results.
Okay. All right. Great. All right, Katie, you want to talk Friday morning?
Sounds good.
All right.
I look forward to it.
We'll set up a time for that. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Okay. See you then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that's Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca.